This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We know Hajj is almost on our doorstep for many of the Hajjaj that are going to be living soon, and some of them have left already. Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim unpacking for us Hajj.
Allah barik feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To once again join you virtually in South Africa, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a blessing for you and I. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, we've been discussing the Hajj and getting ourselves departed in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon He make us of the chosen who are able to visit the blessed lands and circumambulate around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make us from those who are mentioned by the angels in the records of the high on the day of judgment by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday, we ended our discussion beginning to speak about labbaika. And subhanAllah, it's such a beautiful word. It's a word that flows off the tongue. And it's one of those things that a person who has never made the hajj, never made the journey, they dream of uttering that statement in a state of ihram to Allah, oh my God, Allah, you are that only one caused me to dress in this attire, in this home, to my family, to put on the side, put a education, everything done in service and know for me in the way that you have for me. It is upon mankind for Allah, serving Allah. Hajj, Allah, Hajj, house, inshallah, leave a safe path, we'll leave in the comments of the Hajj, we will arrive in Madinat al-Munawwara, head on towards our Hajj soon after. You're about to set upon this great journey. One of the important truths is that, inshallah, whenever you leave your family, whenever you journey, thinking about your family and those, the thing that you think about is the home of the next life. And one of the things, an important question, and one of the reasons we make Hajj to a particular location that is central to all of the parts of the world by the Qadr and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one could, ya'tunaka, as Allah, Prophet Ibrahim, they will come walking on burden, they will come in different modes of transport to attend to this place, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min kulli fajjin amiq, from the greatest distances and valleys, arrive to this place. And therefore, the questions that I need to ask have for the day of to the Hajj. As you to get your for Hajj, we have prepared for the day of our travel to the Hajj. As you to get your for Hajj, I open to deal. You're going to ask those very important fiqh questions. Is this something that I can use? Is this shampoo unscented, fragrance free? Are these? Is this I use in pinning it? Ask all in the same. Do you ask? Do I ask myself the questions about the deeds that I prepared, not just the products that I will carry for Hajj, but the deeds that I will for the day of. I need to ask the nitty gritty questions and details of fiqh of Hajj. Do I seek to follow Allah's command in a broader sense? One of the hearing things of Allah, a person comes to Hajj, you see this Muslim man, Muslim woman, they ask really critical questions. Hold something in our regular life, not in our days of Hajj, we would be amazing high-level Muslims if we had that same kind of quality of thought, that same heart and concern. SubhanAllah, it's almost as if we seek to be attentive to Allah for those 4 or 5 days of Hajj, that we forget that when you return to Hajj with that same deed of critique about our deeds in the month of in the months other than Dhul-Hijjah. The next question is, you always find people in the month of, coming, say, Labbaik, in that state of Hajj, to do the Muzdalifah on time. I want to do Mina on time. I want to cross Arafah on time. I want to take the Sunnah in every way in the month of Dhul-Hijjah and in Walayaj and after Hajj. Do we have that same critique of thought? Follower of this Prophet, do I know Allah, or do I seek to just discover Allah when there is a specific act and season of worship? Critical questions. As you put on your, as you begin to tell, first ask yourself, come to the miqat, I have to put this ihram, labbaik bil umrah, labbaik Allahumma bil umrah wal hajj. Oh Allah, I've come to make hajj, to make umrah. When you do the hajj, oh Allah, I've come to make hajj. When you that miqat station, that moment, the air on you will see, they begin their talbiyah. The moment you cross over and you get to Dhul Hulayfa on your way out of Medina, the moment you, that Iraq, you come, people of Iraq, you come to the miqat, that surrounding state that builds for necessity to be in Ihram, I want you to reflect about the gateway of your Ihram. I want you to reflect about the gateway of your that enters you, that you carry it back home with you, that you make it a wasiyah, make it an advice to your family to bury you with your ihram as a testament of your decree and entering back home with you, that you make it a wasiyah, make it an advice to your family to bury you with your ihram as a testament of your decree and entering the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that the miqat is a result of coming to a station in life. Know that there is a station in life where you will cross the threshold into the akhirah, into your qabr. The talbiyah that you make, labbaik Allahumma, it's a response to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And know that, ya Abdullah, that your dua may not be answered for you in the moments you live today. Subhanallah, you might ask Allah for something and be wanting of Allah something, and it comes later on in your life, maybe later on in your children's. Know that this isn't something that efficiency was an end of Ibrahim salam. You on that day of putting on your ihram, of saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, are station on that day of putting on your ihram, of saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, are station in alayhi. So be honored that you are a follower of Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man numakkin lahum hanan harrama. Yujba ilayha, coming to it will be the fruits and the blessings of all different parts of the world. Kulla shay rizqan min ladunna. This is sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. One of the marvelous things that you will be astounded upon when you arrive in Mecca is that you can buy things in Mecca that you can't buy in your own hometown. There are things there, cars there, luxuries there, things that you say, subhanAllah, where did this blessing come from? And it's from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be there. So begin to think of state of the actual existence. As you come to the miqat, remember your qabr. As you stand at the entrance of Ihram, you've entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, and you stand in that marble structure, and you see Masjid al-Haram waiting, in the Kaaba, and the magnificent Kaaba is hidden from you. Kabbir Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Say Alhamdulillah that from who have brought to a place others wish to have been brought, and know in your heart that you have not brought yourself there, but you are invited by Allah. And push out of your heart any doubt the moment you make your talbiyah and you have donned your ihram. Have no doubt that your hajj is mabrur, that your hajj is answered if you remain upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the things that I say to those who come with me to hajj is, the shaitan is going to try to make you believe that you will not be accepted, that you've done something wrong, that the soap you might mistakenly used, that someone who had perfume on their hand, something that, you know, something that troubles you, makes you feel doubt about your reward with Allah. That is from the shaitan trying to bring your spirit of iman down. Know that if you have been brought to Mecca al-Mukarramah, if you have stood on the mountain of Arafah, that you are answered and from the privileged of Allah. Because there are billions of human beings, nearly 2 billion Muslims, and there will only be a few million who stand in that spot on that day. And wallahi, there's brothers who were, had the ticket, had the visa in their port, and were unable to attend. There were, had no ticket, passport, a month or two out, and subhanallah, I find them with me in Arafah. It is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those who are wealthier than you, who are not brought to the mind to Hajj. There are those have desire in their heart. This is the fadl wa anta dayfun lirrahman, and therefore you can consider yourself one of the guests of the ever merciful Allah. You see the Kaaba, know that this is a place of honor to Allah from the moment Adam was brought to the earth. And the symbolism of the Kaaba is that the place that is under the Kaaba, the structure of the walls of the Kaaba, that house. In that place, and his wife was the first time to Allah. It is a place of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أول بيت وضع للناس. It's the first house that was consecrated for mankind to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you arrive, have that humility between you and Allah. Be thankful and say Alhamdulillah for showing you the place that Ibrahim walked, that Musa walked, that Adam walked, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. As you begin to make your tawaf around the honored Kaaba, understand that this is a time of magnifying Allah. It is a time for you to recite from the Quran, to make your takbir, to say La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. To say Inna Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. To reflect upon your relationship with your Creator, that every day goes around and another one comes. That as there are good days in your life, it turns, there will be difficult. That there will be days of happiness and days of sorrow. That there will be days of ascension and days of deprivation. Be day. Know that all of these are symbols that arrive to your mind the moment you say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gather before him in the honored Kaaba, to support him on the honor to be from those who are on the day of Arafah. Allahumma ameen. And inshaAllah, in qaddar Allahu lana al-baqa' wal-liqa', tomorrow we're going to speak about some of the essential pillars of the Hajj. What are the things that must be done? What are some and the voluntary and specified acts of the Prophet ﷺ that earn greater reward? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make easy our journey and make us from those who are accepted. Allahumma ameen. Ameen. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brothers and sisters of South Africa.